Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
A former Dallas police officer was found guilty in the murder trial of her neighbor she thought was in her apartment, and the word impeachment becomes the most Googled word in history. No, I just made that up. But a lot of people are talking about impeachment. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, I'm broadcasting from New York City. Let's talk first about the latest when it comes to the impeachment inquiry, and the latest is this. The warning that was sent to the State Department's top deputy was pretty pointed, and that would be Mike Pompeo. Democrats say Pompeo might be involved in a blatant cover-up, that he is strong-arming potential witnesses, and he needs to back down, basically, is what the cries were. So the Secretary of State, especially given his role, what Democrats are saying is he shouldn't be making any decisions regarding witness testimony or document production in order to protect himself or the president. So the top House Democrats are saying there's an obvious conflict of interest and saying that he might be involved in a blatant cover-up and a clear abuse of power. And what an extraordinary warning that is, that was sent to the State Department's Deputy Secretary of State John Sullivan. And of course, this on the heels of a nasty exchange between Pompeo and House Democrats over the scheduled depositions of five State Department officials involved in communications between Rudy Giuliani, Trump's personal lawyer, and the Ukrainian government officials. So that's where we sit here. What's interesting is kind of a side note, and we go back to that July phone call. If you haven't heard this, it's what's at the heart of it. Did the president have a conversation with the president of the Ukraine where he told him to investigate former VP Joe Biden and his son Hunter? Giuliani has said he contacted Zelensky's top advisor at the direction of the State Department, has kept officials at that agency aware of all those conversations. In the meantime, Rudy Giuliani actually hired an attorney, which is what happens in these circumstances, and he hired a Watergate prosecutor to represent him in the impeachment inquiry because he's one of the people that has to, testify. So he's leveraging that. On Monday, he was subpoenaed by the House Dems, as you know, for documents related to his dealings with, again, the Ukrainians. And in a letter to Giuliani, three House committee chairmen said a growing public record indicates that Trump, Giuliani, and others may have pressed the Ukrainian government to pursue two politically motivated investigations. So that's just part of the cloak and dagger intrigue of what's going on in this inquiry as far as it's related to impeachment. You know, it's really, really strange because when we talk about impeachment, and you know, somebody said to me today, well, yeah, there's been other people that have been impeached, and the answer to that is not like you think. And remember, even Clinton, he wasn't tossed out of office, and you've got to really go back in our history for that. So watching all of this unfold and the back and forth and the salvos and the tweets and who's involved and who's strong-arming who has been something to see, I have to say, and it's not what I expected. So Nancy Pelosi was pushing back on impeachment or even having an impeachment inquiry, but she said no president is above the law. We know that. That's old news. And now we want to know what the whistleblower has to say. I mean, this is pretty much at the heart of it. The other sad, I think, story, because I think this whole impeachment proceeding is sad for our country and as it all gets sorted out. But this ex-police officer for the Dallas Police Department, Amber Geiger, and the fact that she, Bafangjong, her neighbor, she shot and killed him, thinking that she was going into her apartment, first of all, and that he was an intruder. Boy, the family just thrown for a loop, and wouldn't you be if you were in this situation, and who knew what was going to happen, at that trial. But it looks like the trial has gone the way of the families who thought Amber Geiger was wrong. And I have to tell you, I had such mixed feelings in when this story happened and seeing the video, and I think she was completely either exhausted, frazzled, I don't know. It seemed to me like something else was there. But either way, if I had been on the end of that and had a family member who was killed by a police officer who mistakenly goes into the wrong apartment, thinks that you're a burglar, boy, I have to say, I think the jury made the right decision. Now, what the punishment is that's meted out will be, I think, that is the key thing to watch here. And there's the question for you. What do you think the punishment for that should be? You can always send me your thoughts by shooting me an email. And how do you do that? Go to katedelaneyradio.com, which, by the way, you can always go there, and my show streams there live. So katedelaneyradio.com, and tell me what you think. Do you think it was fair? And should she have gotten off, so to speak, or was this the right decision by the jury? I mean, this is certainly a story that got national attention. It wasn't really confined to just Dallas. It blew up, so to speak, around the world because it was so shocking, especially to see the video. It wasn't what you expected to see. And we live in that age now where a lot of times there's video that comes up. And there wasn't video evidence of her doing that, but there was video of her looking super, super distraught after that had happened. And of course, she was distraught. By the way, why am I in New York City? I was here for really what I consider to be a big deal, something that they do every year for the past 4 years, Bank of America. I was so honored to be here and talk to some of the key players. Does a woman business owned spotlight, and I really learned some interesting things, not just about what's happening with entrepreneurs and women, but just how many women now are small business owners and what's their number one concern. And you know what it is? It's balancing their life, balancing family with work. And I thought that was terrific. And then, of course, also in running the business and what are the concerns with the business. So you'll be hearing some of those fantastic interviews that I was able to do coming up at a later date on the show. But really interesting, some of the financial information that I'll be able to pass along. And some of you are small business owners and are entrepreneurs, so you certainly know what that's like as you lay out business plans and pivot in certain areas. And it's interesting to see some of these businesses that these women have developed. So again, broadcasting from New York City, we're talking about numbers next. Stay with us.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I
had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me. I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
All right, hi everybody. Kate Delaney once again broadcasting live from New York City with another edition of We Can Count. It's about the numbers. It's about the number of people who called 911, and the answer is nobody called 911. No arrests were made, and they were just notified, the New York Police Department. What happened was, over the weekend, and this was something that was heavily talked about, not just in New York, but the Bronx Zoo, said a woman on Saturday trespassed inside the lion enclosure, and she was waving her hands and she was dancing, almost taunting the lion, who took a few steps closer. She climbed over a visitor safety barrier at the African lion exhibit. And as a lion lover, as a kid, and looking at this exhibit, I can remember, certainly not this lion, but I can remember being at the exhibit at the Bronx Zoo, and how she got there, how long she was there, they don't know, but how scary, and what was she thinking in jumping into the lion's den, so to speak. I mean, it's not funny, but it is almost funny, and so many people were talking about that. Somebody asked me, hey, did you see that? I had probably three people ask me, did you see the picture of the woman in the Bronx Zoo and what she did? But like I said, nobody called 911, so zero, that is the number. I mean, how about that? Johnson & Johnson reached a $20.4 million settlement agreement ahead of their opioid trial. Imagine the lawyers there, and talk about being buried in disclosure and trying to figure out with these Ohio counties what you're going to do. But they are going to provide $10 million to Cuyahoga and Summit counties and $5 million to reimburse legal and other expenses. And the company is also going to give $5.4 million to nonprofit groups in connection with this with what's happened in the opioid crisis. And Johnson & Johnson's noted that the settlement agreement would resolve all the county's claims with no admission of liability, and that's the key thing, because remember, this trial starts October 21st and we're into October, and it combines 2,000 cases involving cities, counties, communities, and tribal lands. It accuses drug manufacturers, distributors, pharmacies, practitioners of shipping hundreds of millions of suspicious opioid doses over 20 years to their jurisdictions. This is a big, big, big trial. Needless to say, of course, it's a very, very big trial, and especially with what's happening with other drug makers and companies, but also Johnson & Johnson for their part, and I think that's why they got ahead of the curve and they didn't want to have to admit any kind of any kind of admission of guilt. This was a crazy story involving numbers and a record number of people who won a South Carolina lottery game by picking the same numbers. You know what their numbers were? 2, 2, 2, 2. I don't know. Wouldn't it be kind of a bummer if everybody picked the same number and you thought you were going to get some kind of a big payout? Oh, you mean half of South Carolina picked the same numbers? Oh, so I guess it's not going to be that big. 1,400 people won the South Carolina Pick 4 lottery game. I guess they had the same strategy. The office paid out, I want to say the one winner cashed out with $80,000 after buying 16 tickets with the Lucky Twos combo. The drawing costs the lottery about $3.4 million. The new number of people who win, though, crushes the 652 wins. The last time quadruple twos were drawn, and that was back in 2012. So 1,400 people won the South Carolina Education Lottery's Pick 4 midday drawing Saturday with the same set of numbers, 2, 2, 2, 2. And, hey, listen, you could have gotten anywhere between $2,000 and $5,000. So if I plunk down a dollar or two and you give me five, I don't know. I'm feeling pretty good about that. What do you think? But if I could have won a lot more, if half of the population didn't, put the same thing down, I don't know. I might feel a little bit better. Might feel a little bit better. All right, things that happen because of drones. Besides getting gorgeous aerial footage of weddings or landscapes, I read a story today that fits in the numbers game. A drone found a fugitive living in a cave after 17 years on the run. So Chinese police have arrested a man who was gone that long after he was spotted by a drone, and he was in the remote mountains. Song Zhang, 63 years old, escaped from a labor camp back in 2002. Now he was found living in a narrow cave near his hometown. Just goes to show, just when you think you're safe, you're not. And they were searching on the difficult terrain, and then they finally gave up, and this drone came across him. So, I mean, there's the good news, bad news maybe for his family. Here's the good news, we found him. Here's the bad news, he's going to jail because he's a fugitive. So don't get any ideas thinking that, he's back home, because he's not. So there's the bummer part of that, right? Thinking, oh, no, I'm in the clear because I've been out for so, so long. I couldn't possibly be in the middle of this thing. All right, how would you feel if somebody cut your brakes? You wouldn't feel very good at all. A man in Florida was arrested for just that. He had been sneaking around his neighborhood, tampering with electric scooters parked in the streets, and he was cutting their brakes. That's what he was doing. This 59-year-old Randall Williams, going up to electrical scooters on the streets, slapping a white sticker on its QR code, shaking the brake lines, and rendering it pretty much impossible to use. 140 scooters have been disabled and vandalized in a similar way in the southeast part of Fort Lauderdale since April 5th. It does make you wonder. I mean, he's got to be a major suspect and some others that have been vandalized. The cost to fix the scooter, about $70 for the total of 20 scooters to which they're linking himself right at this point. You know what the bill is? $1,400. I mean, what's he doing? He anti-scooter, doesn't like the sound. I don't know. I'm not quite sure what that's about. What's your beef with scooters? Something. That's what I want to know. Of all of that story, I would want to do an interview with him, and I want to find out, okay, why did you do that? What was it that set you off and made you decide that you needed to, you know, what made you decide that you needed to cut the brakes on all of those, basically? I happened to see this story on a business segment. I thought it was kind of interesting, you know, because we talk about wind energy, and I've heard people say, oh, it's not affordable to anyone, because certainly we're not going to have turbines in our backyard. But I saw an interesting story about this company, and I happened to see their little kite contraption, that they've got a self-flying energy kite, and they say it could be the answer to increasing wind power around the world. It's a California-based company, which is owned by Google's parent company, and they're using power from the strongest winds found in the middle of the ocean, which makes sense, in spots where it's a challenge to install traditional wind turbines. The idea is to create electricity to power communities, of course, across the world. And the company's co-founders, who were big kite boarders, realized deep sea winds were largely untapped. I think this is brilliant if this can work. I mean, there are wind farms in the U.S. and the potential of this kind of energy source. Only 6% of the world's electricity comes from wind due to the difficulty of setting up and maintaining turbines. Like I said, it's not realistic. But this lightweight kite is made of carbon fiber, has an 85-foot wingspan. It launches from a base station. It's constrained by a 1,400-foot tether. It flies autonomously in circles. I don't know. This sounds more doable anyway to me. I would be interested in seeing how it works in person. And I'm going to try on a future show to get somebody on to talk about that. But I happened to see it, and I saw some of the photographs of what it looks like, and it could be an answer. I mean, anybody that tries to come up with the answer, bravo to that. I mean, when was the last time I experimented with anything scientific? That was that volcano that I exploded when I was a kid. Probably a few of you had exploding volcanoes, too, for your science projects. All right, we're dipping out of here. Stay with us. More coming your way next.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former New York Republican Congressman Chris Collins has pled guilty to federal insider trading laws stemming from his business dealings with a biotechnology company headquartered in Australia. During a congressional picnic in 2017, Collins received an email from the company's CEO saying an experimental drug had failed in clinical trials. He then is said to have told his son, who began selling his shares the next day. Jeffrey Berman is the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York.
Collins admitted to, among other things, illegally tipping his son while standing on the White House lawn.
Cameron Collins is expected to plead guilty on Thursday. Stocks closed their worst loss in 5 weeks after a weak manufacturing report. The Dow dropped 344 points, the S&P 500 down 36, and the Nasdaq off 90. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
This historical novel featured this time around in Author's Corner. Oh, my gosh. Just even our conversation that we had off the air was so intriguing to me. Keith Corman joins us, and the name of the book is called Scourged Souls. And right there, it kind of gives you a little glimpse of maybe what it might be about. So, Keith, thanks so much for joining us, and give us the overview. What is at the heart and soul of this book? What is this book about?
Well, thank you, Kate. I do, first of all, I'd like to just point out I appreciate the opportunity to be able to speak to you and the radio audience and give a little background on the book. The book takes place during the American Civil War, but it doesn't address the Civil War itself. The whole idea is to give a background of the day-to-day lives and what's leading up to people's involvement in it. It's not leading up to the war. The war is already in motion. But characters in the book live in both the area that would become an area of combat in the South and live also in the non-combative areas, which would be in the North, Indiana, Illinois, part of Ohio, and in the South pretty well takes place particularly just north of Atlanta and Georgia, and an area now known as Kennesaw. And so that's the background. The feeling to get from the book is that, as I always point out to people, the world back then wasn't a faded, you know, tintypes and all that to look at. You didn't walk through a black and white world and faded world. But the grass was green, the sky was blue, and things were just like today except for styles and technology and some of your trains of thought. So that was what I'm trying to convey through the book. And ultimately, the effects that war has on people and the communities and the individuals and the families as a result, whether you make it through the war or you don't make it through the war. And it is a big time of change and what happens afterwards a little bit. So it's based on a true area. The area is given, particularly Kennesaw Mountain is now a national battlefield park. And the particular skirmish that took place or the battle that took place is taken from the history of it and pretty well follows with what happened. It was very brutal. It was the northern side answer to the Pickett's Charge. It was just like Pickett's Charge. It was unnecessary and stupidic. So a lot of guys died from that. So, but anyway, that's the base of it.
What did you – it's so fascinating, Kennesaw Mountain, as you talk about. There's a lot that people don't know. What did you find out in some of your research for this historical novel that surprised you?
Well, one of the things was that originally – the war, ultimately, the war was over economics, plain and simple. And, like most wars are. But that, but in the South, and one of the characters in the South is a gentleman by the name of Obadiah, Washington. And he's a former slave, but he's still in the South and he has a business. And that existed. He was able to work after he'd done his chores for his owner, and because the owner wanted to kind of slide out of slavery. That's a little bit of background with him, but it's not in a great detail. Saw that it was wrong, but you just couldn't get up and say, okay, you're all gone, because you'd have retribution against the other slave owners. It was just a big issue, a big problem for them, too. So to recoup some of the cost of owning slaves, some of them actually let them do things on the side to raise some money and to buy their freedom. And so when he received his freedom, he established a blacksmith shop in this little community in North Georgia. And then from there on, he took the money and saved and scrimped and was able to buy back out his family. And they all were together. That doesn't mean that he was treated right by everybody, because he was black African. In general, people of average, of what we'd call now the working middle class, they existed well together, but not in camaraderie. And, you know, they needed each other, but, it wasn't a close relationship on like we would today, going next door and having a picnic or whatever. So that's one of the things to learn. The other is how everything in the South still went about, like while everybody's fighting like at Shiloh and up in the wilderness and in places like that, the rest of the world was still ticking. And that's the other thing it plays on. So, but then war comes to the community, and everything changes overnight.
Yeah, I want to tell everybody we're speaking again to Keith Corman, and the name of the book is Scourged Souls. You can get it on Amazon. And it's interesting, in listening to Obadiah's tale and how the people were, and as you talk about the working middle class, and I love what you said in the beginning, Keith, how there's so much we don't really understand about the Civil War, because there's been lots of books written about the Civil War, but what about the people? And that's how your book really struck me, that you really talk about the characters, the people, what it was like, and that's right. Exactly what you said. What was it like for you developing those characters based on all of this research you've been doing?
Well, it was kind of a challenge, but it was fun. I really enjoyed it, because the better I understand it, you step back then You can't think of how we're thinking today about anything. And you have to become them and or their neighbor or whatever, or just a person passing through and seeing what's going on. And there were a lot of things different, but yet people are basically the same throughout history. And I found it as a fun sense of a challenge. Particularly in the book, there's letters to the ones in the field and letters home for the ones for the that came out of the for the Union that came, went south, and that was a challenge to make each letter sound like that person and not like all of them sounding the same.
Yeah.
And it and being able to address without pointing. Without being blatant about it, the personalities in these people. One of them is a an attorney from Illinois, and very successful in East Town. Now, all these towns outside of the battle area are fictional, but in Cincinnati and places like that. But he had aspirations. His big plan was he was. One to become governor of Illinois, and very flamboyant, energetic guy, and his future son-in-law, his daughter's dating the squaw clerk, becomes his adjutant. He raises troops in their town, and he's going to go into glory, you know, and become a hero, and he's a Lincoln Republican, and my gosh, we're going to take this, and I'm going to be the best governor, and yada, yada. Well, you'll find out whether that works out or not in the book. But, you know, then there's other people like little Augie Grivey, August Grivey, who's a farm boy from Indiana, German-American farmer. And he joins the military because he feels it's the right thing to do against the wishes of his parents who were pacifists from, came here from Germany to get away from conscription and things. So, there's conflicts even in home and heart in these type of circumstances. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you can feel that in your book, definitely. What do you hope people take away from reading it?
Well, I hope they take away that history isn't like Hollywood versions of it. We tend to overdo and or oversimplify some things when we try to make them into a big story. I want them to understand that this isn't set up to say that these people existed as individuals, but they did exist in the spirit of things, in the spirit of life. And they're no different than we are and how we're affected. And it's kind of odd because, in a sense, it's kind of almost been like it's an anti-war book. Because it gets very graphic with the battle, and I try to make it as disgusting and gory as I could, so people understand. You know, it's permanent when you get killed. It's not like all of a sudden you're in a different show, mm-hmm. in a different movie.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So and it's nothing fun to be around. I've never served, but my son-in-law has, and the others that have been in battle. And most of the time, they never talk about the battles and bad memories. So I want to get that across to people, and that history, throughout history, both sides, the average person is just the average person. You know, they do what they have to do or they're forced to do. But when it all comes down to push and shove, there's not much difference between them. Philosophy tends to do that sometimes to them, but overall, as individuals, they're not much different.
Yep, I love the way you summed that up. People are people. Scourge Souls, Keith Corman. Pick it up on Amazon.com. Thank you for sharing your book and your story.
Oh, no problem. My pleasure, and have a good time with it.
Shut up. that? In Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas? Riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet? Scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success? And why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Once again, we can combine what we like to talk about, which is health and the journey to that and what's gone on for many of you. It's always a good day on this show. So joining us in Author's Corner and for your health is Leonard Heflich. He has written a book called Live As Long As You Dare, A Journey to Gain Healthy, Vibrant Years. That sounds good to me. Hey, Leonard, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Kate, for having me. Thank you.
All right, so here's the thing. I love the title, Live As Long As You Dare. And nobody, we know that we have an expiration date. We don't know what it is. Most people want more time, but yet they don't always take care of their bodies, and they're not doing great on the healthy side. So your book is about living a longer, healthier life, no matter how old you are, right?
That's correct. Living longer really doesn't make much sense unless we're living healthier. We want to be able to be active and enjoy those years.
And you know what? We see that it's such an epidemic with diabetes and heart disease and cancer and hypertension and all of that. And a lot of people, I've had friends even say this to me, like, well, you know, cancer runs in my family, so I might as well eat a cheeseburger every single day. I can sort of keep my weight down, but I know that this is inevitably where I'm going to end up. But that's not true. It doesn't have to be that direction, does it? You can take steps to change it.
That's the whole point. And the mistakes we make, the first mistake we make is not being aware that there is something that we can do. Second mistake is we don't do it. And the third mistake is we take drugs. And that's wrong, and usually the side effects are often as bad or worse than the disease itself. But yes, it's not inevitable. We can do things, and it's not onerous, horrible, terrible, sacrificial things. We can make lots of little changes in our lifestyle that can have a huge impact, not only on how long we live, but on how well we live.
And here's what I love about you, that you have spent 40 years in the food industry and as a food scientist, and all of a sudden people are saying, bingo, oh, it's so much about the food. Of course it's about the food. So what can we do to change this around? Because there's massive misinformation out there.
That's correct. There's a lot of misinformation and a lot of missing information. And that's what motivated me to write this book, is I started doing some research. And, you know, there's so much information available today on the Internet, on Google Scholar. A lot of the research papers and articles are available for free. So it's not like they're hidden and they're hard to find. You can find them from your cell phone in 5 seconds. So there's a beautiful study out there. It's not even new. It's 10 years old, that demonstrates that eating a high-fiber diet can reduce the need for drugs for hypertension. No one knows that. I didn't know it. And that's what really appalls me as a scientist and as a career professional in the industry. I would have thought a lot of this information, that I would know it, because that was my career. And I'm serious about this. I read a lot. And still, I had never seen this information. So how can you expect a normal person who is not even a career scientist or a professional to have access to this information? They just don't. So I talk to my friends. I talk to my neighbors, ask them questions. You know, oh, you have diabetes. Okay, what's your doctor telling you to do? And in many cases, the information that they're getting is wrong. The direction they're getting is wrong. And they're not taking steps, simple little steps, that can actually help them.
Ooh, I like that. So you got to, you know, of course we want people to pick up your book, but tell us, this would be valuable for people listening, tell us some little steps that we can take right now.
Well, it starts with your attitude. You got to have a positive attitude. That's the reason for the dare, okay, in the title. You have to dare to do this. And if you do, and you're interested, and you have a good positive attitude about it, you can make these changes. So that's the first step. And then there's diet, of course. And what I've learned is it's not so much what you eat, but much more important, how much you eat and when. Timing is important, but quantity is usually important. So, and you don't have to starve. I'm not saying you have to starve, but we have to eat less. We chronically overeat. And that, by the way, is the main cause of diabetes. And no one knows this.
Wow.
They're consuming too much sugar. Yes, sugar is a problem. Yes, you want to reduce sugar. No question. But the real cause is what's called non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. Probably 90% of us have this, and we don't know it. It's very difficult to detect, so there's no good test for it. And you don't have to be even fat to have it. You can be skinny and have too much fat stored in your liver, which then messes up your glucose control system. Anyway, so some changes we can make. Exercise, certainly. And I'm not talking about onerous, horrible, you know, things, but simple little changes. What I've tried to point out is every week or more, if you're able, pick one thing that you do and improve it. Okay? Learn one new yoga pose a week. If you're having trouble walking up and down stairs, good. Go walk up and down those stairs 2 or 3 times if that's your limit. Do it. Okay? Do it for a month. After a month, make it 4 times. After another month, make it 5 times. Get yourself in the mood and in the mindset of improving. And that's the key. We are stuck in a downward spiral of decreasing capability, meaning I don't feel so good, or I don't feel as good as I did a year ago or 5 years ago, so I do less. Okay, I do less, and then I feel the impact. I don't feel good. I do less. And we continuously go down on this spiral where our capability and our activity level goes down, 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 and the consequences are eventually not so good. How about we reverse that? Why can't we do more today than we did a year ago or 2 years ago or 10 years ago? The answer is we can, but we have to think that way. And most people I know don't think that way. get on this upward spiral of increasing capability, increasing activity level. You feel better, you do more. You feel better, you do more. That's the direction we want to go.
Oh, I love it. We're speaking with Leonard Heflich, and again, the book is called Live As Long As You Dare. Love that. A Journey to Gain Healthy, Vibrant Years. He scared me to death now with this non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. And the key thing is, if you're listening, what Leonard said, of course, is you can be thin and you can have this. And I love that you say, instead of the excuses, it doesn't matter. If you just walk around the block a couple of times and you've been sedentary, that's something, isn't it?
That is definitely something. It's a good start. It's not enough. And that's the other myth. People think, oh, well, I walk. That's enough. Well, walking is really good. Don't stop. But it's really not enough.
It's not enough, so do more than that, but at least start there. And you mentioned high fiber, so fiber is important, and it's interesting because a lot of people don't get enough fiber. I think that's very, very common. Don't you think so?
We are way below the level of fiber that's healthy for us. Most Americans on a Western-style diet get around 10 to 11 grams of fiber a day. We need 50. That's a huge difference. And when you get there, when you get to 50, and you stay that way for a month or two, you're going to see some changes, remarkable changes in your body. You're going to lose weight even though you don't try. You haven't stopped eating. You're just eating more fiber. The fiber feeds the bacteria in your intestines. Your intestines run your body, including your brain. Everything comes off your intestines. When the intestines are not happy, nothing is happy. And that's the condition most of us are in. You take antibiotics at some point in your life. You kill those good bacteria. You end up with what's called leaky gut syndrome. The guts are not, your intestines are not intact. There are holes in them. Food is able to come in contact with the wall of the intestine. It causes inflammation. That's called irritable bowel syndrome. Colitis is worse. Allergies, autoimmune diseases. What's amazing, once I started digging into this, all of these diseases that we consider to be inevitable or due to old age, they all have a common set of root causes. And the root causes are diet, of course, leaky gut syndrome, fatty liver disease, and lack of activity. Those are things we can change. But the problem is no one's telling us we can change these, or it sounds like it's too big a jump to go from where I am today to this healthy level I'd like to be at aspirationally. It's too big a jump for people to make. We need to break it up into little pieces, little steps, little changes that we make in our lifestyle. Not a diet that we do for 3 months. This is forever. Start today, make those changes, incorporate them in your lifestyle, and don't stop. Keep adding more every week, every day, whatever you're able to do. Add another little step. And after a year, if you've done just one little step a week, you've added 50 steps in a year. That's amazing. That will change your life. Making one or two or five changes is not going to change your life. Making 50 will.
This is a perfect place to end this. 50, fiber, that's the number, and 50 is where we finish. And pick up the book, Live As Long As You Dare, A Journey to Gain Healthy, Vibrant Years. Leonard, thank you so much. This was such vital information. Go do it, people. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate.
Kiss me once, then kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Haven't felt like this.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.